Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one God. Thank you. be no sleeper. Put the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refining the fire of affliction. Opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the dumb contradictions. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow with the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow with the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. I praise Yah, summer and winter season, and the Christmas statues were sold by the seasons. Yah, give me the reason to call them out. Only mislead in the treason, a man's heart that was given to be peaceless. No, but not even. Back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what it requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions or a dream. Slaves that were formerly a king, but one day rise and speak the purpose of their being. The filling is the reign. The Israel is the prince who has power over Elohim and man.
How do I get to that to make sure that 2000? With the volume next to it? Yep. Audio properties, go to that. It says it's at 100. The mic, aux. What in the world? Yes, you're still there. My other stuff always changed. Okay. Let me see if this works. I'm gonna call you back.
Right. Yeah. 39 books. Yeah, come on. Thank you.
makes us like.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying, Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kimberly, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for you ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. Who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, not just of Israel. Yahweh is the savior of the world. And I thank Yah again for allowing me to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Today we will deal with the judgment of Yahweh. We're going to change that title up there so that people will know the judgment of Yahweh. But you will see how important Yahweh's judgment is. But it has to be defined. And today we might not go into defining the judgment, but we want you to see how important it is and why this judgment is something that if you don't know what it is, you don't know what it means, then you're in a very, very bad place. Look at our enemies today. Here it is. Before I go on there, I find out how, once again, our enemies refuse to show any kindness or mercy. The scriptures say the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel, and the scriptures never lied. It is another black man. Family called the police on him because mentally he was not stable. And here's this man, butt naked, outside in the rain. You see this black man submit himself to the officers, get on his knees, hands up. In other words, he's not so mentally out of it. You got to say he was mental because he didn't have no clothes out in the streets, probably needing some medicine. But he wasn't so deranged and crazy that when the police came for tasing, he went to his knees with his hands fully up. He knew to lay down on his front side with his hands spread out. He allowed them, without any provocation whatsoever, to handcuff him while he's on the ground. And getting back to his knees. And then they would do something I have never, ever seen, although they say it's legal to do. They put a plastic bag over his head. This is tactics the Taliban use when they don't want you to know their hideout. They will put a bag over your head so you can't see where you're going. You can't see their hiding places. And then they will get you to some remote location that you have no idea where you're at. And the Taliban is wicked. But guess what the Taliban will do? The Taliban will put a bag over your head. This bag will be cotton. It will be a type of bag that they can leave on you for hours upon hours because you can breathe. Air is still able to circulate, even though you can't see, the air will circulate in and out of this bag until they get you to the location, the hideout, where they're trying to bring you. But also with the police, they don't have a standard bag that they would use where you can still breathe. Here, they put a plastic bag over a black man's head, handcuffed, and then hold his head down just like they did with George Floyd. Now, mind you, this man submitted himself, allowed him to put the cuffs on him, allowed him to arrest him, even allowed him to put the bag over his head. And they will hold this man down in this state of condition. And of course, it don't take a rocket science. He died. He died. And we were talking about judgment anyway. We said these people got to be judged. We let the people know we were in the time of judgment. But my goodness. You all don't see what's going on? You all don't see what's happening to our people? Even though the world is watching the police. You would think they would be on their best behavior. But their best behavior is cruel. Their best behavior is wicked. Their best behavior is not judgment at all. Here it is in a book of Psalms 147. We go to this scripture a lot to demonstrate and show something real important. Watch what it says in Psalm 147. 19 verse. He shows his word to Jacob, his statutes, his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt so with his nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahweh. In other words, Yahweh knows that the other nations, just like we know, they don't know his judgments, nor do they know his statutes. But this is the thing. It is things that they do know. And Yahweh know they don't because he's Elohim. And these things has a direct effect on judgment. Watch what this is in the book of Zephaniah. You turn it. Or Zechariah. Let me see. Zechariah, the first chapter. I think that's what I want. I just want you to see this. Yeah, Zechariah, the first chapter. Watch what this is. I just want to read this to you. First chapter, Zechariah, the first verse. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, Yahweh has been angrily displeased with your fathers. Therefore say you to them, thus says Yahweh of hosts, turn you unto me, says Yahweh of hosts, and I will turn unto you, says Yahweh of hosts. Be you not as your fathers, to whom the former prophets have cried, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, turn you now from your evil ways, from your evil doing. But they did not hear, nor listen to me, says Yahweh. Your fathers, where are they? The prophets, do they live forever? But my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, like as Yahweh first thought to do unto us, according to our ways and according to our doing, so has he dealt with us. Upon the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Sabbath in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh to Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse. And he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom. And behind him were the red horses, speckled and white. Then said I, oh, my Yah, what are these? My master, what are these? And an angel that talked with me said to me, I will show you what these are. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, these are they whom Yahweh has sent to walk to and fro through the earth? And they answered the angel of Yahweh that stood among the myrtle trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth. And behold, all the earth sits still and it and is at rest. Then the angel of Yahweh answered and said, oh Yahweh, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Yahweh, against which you have had indignation these 70 years, because they were in Babylon for 70 years. And Yahweh answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel that communed with me said to me, crying, saying, thus says Yahweh hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Now watch what this is, because then you're going to kind of understand what's happening. And I am very angrily displeased with the heathen that are at ease. For I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, I will return to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, says Yahweh of hosts. And a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. cry yet, saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and Yahweh shall yet come for Zion, and yet choose Jerusalem. And here it is, Yahweh is just letting us know the truth. He's letting us know the real deal. That his people deserve everything they get. Everything. But at the end of the day, Yahweh said, he's angry with us. He's saying he's displeased with us. But now, this is anger will undoubtedly turn to the heathen that are at ease, that think they got it going on, and they think they can do just whatever they want. Because they believe that, which is true, we have sinned against Yah, and they offend not. So they believe they can just do anything, not realizing that Yahweh said the ways of Yah, all the ways of Yah, are judgment. So even the heathen, even though he don't know, he never gave his judgment to any nation. But they know right from wrong. And they have went too far. They're going too far. And the world sees how far they are going. Here it is. In the book of Proverbs, if we turn it, we're talking about judgment. To understand judgment, to truly understand it, one must understand this. In the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and watch what it says. In the very first verse. And not just the heathen, but our people. Our people don't understand judgment. It says in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, the first verse, a false balance is an abomination to Yahweh. But a just weight is his delight. And Yahweh don't like abominations. It is these abominations that will destroy you, that will cause Yahweh to remove you, to do away with you. Why do you think Solomon's world was destroyed? Why do you think that the Canaanite nation that was in the land before Israel was taken out? And why do you think Israel themselves was taken out of the land? It is because of these abominations. And there's no greater abomination that one can commit than having a false balance. And these things is committed every day. What is a false balance? A false balance is anything that is false. The measure is false. The weight is false. No equity in it. It's all balance. Because the balance is false, it's old. And if you have any type of righteousness in you, where you want to have a righteous balance, a just balance, would not you try to balance the scales? It is. The Creator tell our people in the book of Zephaniah, the third chapter, you show you an example of what we need. Zephaniah 3. Watch what it says. We're going to start reading just so you can understand this. The first verse, watch this. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in Yahweh. She drew not near to her Elohim. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They know not the bones to the next day. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary, and they have done violence to the law. And watch what the Creator says now. The just Yahweh is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning does he bring his judgment to light. He fails not. But the unjust know no shame. They don't even know no shame. They don't care that the scales are not balanced. They don't care if someone does for them and they don't do back. They don't care that everybody is given but them. They don't care that you have to be good for yourself. No. They only want good to be done to them. They have no heart to be balanced in any kind of way because they know no shame. Even though every morning Yahweh brings his judgment to light. So where are they in the morning? And why can't they see the judgment of Yahweh? Why don't they know the judgment of Yahweh? It is another scripture in the book of Micah, the third chapter. Micah 3. And watch what this says. Talking about the judgment of Yahweh. Look at how the heathens are treating our people. Watch this in Micah, the third chapter. And then I want you to turn your eyes to one another just so you can see if you know judgment. Watch what it says, Micah 3 and 1. And I said, here I pray you, O heirs of Jacob, and you princes of the house of for you to know judgment? You, out of all the people, supposed to know judgment. And this is what you will call judgment. Verse 2, who hate the good and love the evil, who pluck off their skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones. It is, you have become like the heathens, totally backwards. Instead of you loving the good, hating the evil, the scripture says the fear of Yah is to hate evil. But you love evil and you hate the good. Out of all the wickedness that we can talk about, all the evil we can highlight so that our people can be a good people, a righteous people, a people of judgment. No, that's not what the heads of Jacob do. No, they will scorn their own brethren. They will put down their own flesh. They will dishonor their own people. Even though the ways, all the ways of Yahweh is judgment. Totally backwards. Hating the good, loving the evil. Watch what the Creator said in the book of Zechariah, the 7th chapter. Let's see if this is something that not only you work, you execute, you do, and you believe. Watch what it says. In the book of Zechariah, the 7th chapter, the 8th verse. And the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah saying, thus speaketh Yah of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy and compassion every man to his brother. And oppress not the widow, nor the fatherless, the stranger, nor the poor. And watch what Yahweh says. And let none of you imagine evil against his brother in your heart. We don't have to discern or try to figure out whether you're doing this or not. Because you are. Even the scriptures say you're not doing this. Watch it, what it says, 11th verse. But they refused to listen, pulled away the shoulder, stopped their ears that they should not hear. Yet they made their hearts as an adamant stone, that they should hear the law. And the words which Yahweh Hosts had sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from Yahweh Hosts. And we wonder why the heathens treat us in the manner that they do. How else would you treat someone with a false balance? Soon as you start talking about guns and the police killing you, well, they just kind of say, well, y'all killing each other in your own communities. Matter of fact, y'all doing worse than the police. So soon as you start talking about government handouts, we want the government to do this, we want the government to do that, and they just counter and say, well, we thought you wanted to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. We thought you wanted businesses. We didn't know you wanted to still be a slave. We thought you wanted to work for yourself. Soon as we start talking about we need a check, we need our money, we need Social Security, we need a stimulus. The only thing stimulus checks do for some strange reason seem to get a bunch of black people new TVs. But what you don't see, no type of investment whatsoever. And why? Because Yahweh knows all you have is a false balance. No judgment at all. Watch this in the book of Zechariah the 8th chapter. Talk all that talk, but you're not going to work no judgment. You don't even know what it is. Watch what it says. Zechariah the 8th chapter, the 16th verse. These that you shall do. I wonder what this is. Speak you every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Is that what we're doing? And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor. Of no false oath. For all these things I hate, says Yahweh. Yahweh hates these things. Why? Because this is not judgment at all. This is not how judgment works. This is not what judgment is. And Yahweh hates it. He hates the people, individuals, and cultures that does not practice judgment. To Yahweh, this is an abomination. Another scripture in the book of Habakkuk. Turn there. Habakkuk, which is only a couple chapters, three chapters. Watch what Yahweh says. In the first chapter, the first verse, the burden, which means the prophecy, which Habakkuk the prophet did see. Oh Yahweh, how long shall I cry? And you will not hear. Even cry out to you of violence, and you will not save me. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are those that raise up strife and contention. You don't hear the people raising up strife and contention all over the internet, all over Facebook, all over YouTube. And watch the four words. Therefore, the law is slack. They don't even realize they're not even keeping the law. And why they don't realize it? Because they don't even know judgment. Watch what it says. The law is slack. and judgment does never go forth. For the wicked does encompass about the righteous. And watch what it says. Therefore, wrong judgment proceeds. That's what's going on today. No judgment at all. Well, it is judgment, but it is wrong judgment. It's foolishness. It's something that Yahweh hates. And we're going to get into defining what this judgment is. But first and foremost, you got to know that you are far from understanding judgment. That's not me saying it. Yahweh saying it. Watch what Yahweh said in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. Don't wonder a man who's paid to protect a black man can put a bag over his head sealed a bag, as was done, where are you going to get his hair from? You didn't think that when you put the bag over his head? What type of judgment is that? Even the Taliban know better than that. And our people, that's it. And our people worse than that. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. And I'm going to show you that our people are worse than that. Watch this. In the book of Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, four verses. Fourth verse. Lord, you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then has this people of Jerusalem slid back by a perpetual backsliding? How can they be so backwards? Just going backwards. Perpetually, they hold fast deceit and they refuse to return. I listened and heard, but they spoke not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? They're not doing that today. Questioning the hatred towards one another, their killing towards one another, their scorning one another, their gossip and rumor monger, lying against one another. They're not questioning that at all. They say, what have I done? Everyone turned of his course as the horse rushes into the battle. In other words, they have no care at all. But watch this. Yes, the stork of Heron knows her appointed times. The turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. I'm not saying you don't know. even though I know you don't know. But Yahweh said, my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. No wonder they sound foolish. No wonder they're acting foolish. No wonder they have no unity. No wonder they're killing one another. But they don't even know the judgment of Yahweh. Do you know you don't supposed to talk about each other, fool? This is the way of a heathen. It's the way of darkness. It's the way of wickedness. But after all that, watch what it says in the 8th verse. How do you say we are wise and the law of Yahweh is with us? Right? And I hear a lot of people saying that. Though certainly in vain may he the pen of the scribes is in vain, this book must be written for nothing. Because all through the book, Yahweh tells you to execute true judgment. All through the book, Yahweh tells you, don't even imagine evil against your brother, let alone talk against him. And you got fools who will listen to that. And they will begin to do it themselves. They didn't say, well, I keep the law. What law you keep? What law tells you to do that? It says the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. No, they have rejected the word of Yahweh. And what wisdom is in them? The judgment of Yahweh. This is what we are speaking about. There's no judgment. No wonder the enemies can put a bag over our head and think nothing about it, laugh about it. At the point that we're shooting one another every day in all the various different cities our people live in, it's nothing for your enemies to do what they're doing. You have justified them. And here Yahweh told our people, let our people know. Don't stay upon those who smoke thee. So when will we separate ourselves mentally, socially, culturally, and ultimately physically? In the book of Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, surely we've done worse than even the heathen. What's this in the book of Ezekiel 16? The 44th verse. Behold, everyone that uses proverbs shall use this proverb against you, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter. And y'all know that's the truth. Mama was held, and you held too. Mama stirred up contention and strife, and so do you. Mama was gossiping, running her mouth, into rumors. And yeah, you do the same. Mama was a hell raiser, and now that's what you are. Watch what it says. You are your mother's daughter that loathes her husband and her children. Because if you didn't, you would know how to treat them. Watch this. And you are the sister of your sisters, which loathe their husbands and their children. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father an Amorite, and your elder sister Samaria, she and her daughters that dwell at your left hand, your younger sister that dwells at your right hand, is Sodom and her daughter. Yet have you not walked after their ways, nor done after their abominations. You didn't do that. It would be one thing if you did that. You didn't walk after their ways. You didn't do their abominations. But as if that were a very little thing, you, in other words, that would have been terrible. But you were corrupted more than they in all your ways. In other words, the people that Yahweh have utterly destroyed, you was worse than them. As I live, says Yahweh, Sodom, your sister, has not done, she nor her daughter, as you have done, you and your daughters. Behold, and if you want to know what they did, you want to know what their problem was, you want to know what their sin was, behold, guess what the iniquity of your sister Solomon? Pride, fullness of bread, everything. But you didn't care about doing for others. And why? Because all you thought about was yourself. Fool. Talking about, I don't believe in paying tithes. But you fool. I don't believe in offering. But you fool. Watch what it says. Fullness of bread. Abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. What you do every day? Do you do anything for anyone else other than yourself? For your family? Abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters. And neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw good. Neither has Samaria committed half your sins. But you have multiplied your abominations more than they, and have justified your sisters in all your abominations which you have done. And if you justify her, no wonder somebody can kill us and get away with it, because it's happening every day by your own people. No wonder people can get away with feeding us crap. Because that's what you're doing to your own people. No wonder people can charge us all kind of wages. Doing more than everybody else. You're doing the same thing to your own people. You're not giving them no break. You charge them market price. Not realizing market price is wicked. It's marked up tenfold for you. But you don't care. Because you don't know judgment. That's why you don't care. You don't work judgment. That's why you don't care. You don't know what judgment is. Neither has the murder committed half of your sins. But you have multiplied your abomination more than they and have justified your sisters in all your abominations which you have done. You also, which have judged your sisters, bear your own shame for your sins that you committed were more abominable than theirs. They are more righteous than you. Yes, be you confounded also and bear your shame in that you have justified your sisters. And Israel don't walk around as if they shaming themselves. No, they talk, they still talking pridefully and arrogantly and haughtily. They not talking, they not acting like a people that's ashamed of anything. No wonder a sister can rise up against another sister. A brother can rise up against his brother. A wife can rise up against her husband. Because they have no shame. Because they don't even know judgment. 53rd verse. When I shall bring again the captivity of Sodom and her daughters, the captivity of Samaria and her daughters, then will I bring again the captivity of your captives in the midst of them. That you may bear your own shame and may be confounded in all that you have done, and that you are a comfort unto them. That's how bad. That's how wicked. That's how shameful we really should be. And when will we acknowledge our shame? How long will we mount up in pride and arrogance and haughtiness? And when will we execute the work of judgment from our Father? The Creator says, look unto the rock from which you were here. The hole of the pit in which you were dug. Look unto Abraham and to Sarah before you. And we're going to look under that rock real quick and watch what it says. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. No wonder Yahweh said he will bring judgment to all the nations. And do you know what judgment is? Well, we're going to show you what judgment is. In the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, 17 verse. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, saying that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Can you imagine Yahweh blessing everybody in you? Yahweh making you become a great and mighty nation on this earth? And why would Yahweh do this to Abraham? Watch what it says, the 19th verse. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh. And what is this way of Yahweh? To do justice, which is righteousness, and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. The judgment of Yahweh. Where will this true judgment happen? And we're going to continue studying this judgment so you can understand at this time, at this moment, during this end time, what Yahweh is looking for. And what you must do if you desire to have salvation. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got to kill his shit. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning. No one liking the sons of men, but the fighting among twins. Ushered in sin, and brothers been beaten ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth, and sell it not. So we got these brothers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, there'll be no sequel. But the fire next time, that's why I'm the messenger refined in the fire of affliction. Opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradictions. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the stream. Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. I pray John summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues before my decisions. Y'all give me the beans and the cold amount, only mislead and the trees. It's a man's heart that was given to these beasts. No, we're not even back to seeking the heart of Yah. Several is what you require for the draw, silver to be followed by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who business messages through business over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king, but one day rise and speak the purpose of their being. The filling is the ring, the Israel is the prince who has power over Elohim and man. Judgment run down like the waters, in the righteousness flow as the stream. to my ear.
He wanted